Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
You are on a hill overlooking Fort Roston down below with the caravan of Magog, the Dragonborn, and his employees, and you have just seen a marker along the side of the road with a symbol carved into it that Mirael laid out in his letter.
And Jeff just got done tripping balls, is that right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Okay, did that dream actually seem interactive?
It seemed that way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, from your description, it seemed like it was actually interactive, but I wasn't sure if I was seeing her reacting to somebody else walking into her room.
It seemed like she saw you.
And why in the hell, why was she in Duivre? Or am I misremembering that? It was in the same inn.
It was, yeah. And she was writing to him as if he hadn't been there yet.
Oh, okay.
Because it's pre-everything else, right? So this would have been when she went to visit him or something, I think, if I understand the timeline correctly.
Before he ever got there.
Okay.
Also, quick audit. Where are all the amulets? Does Nushka have them all?
I believe so.
Okay. Are they all, like, stowed away, or are you wearing any?
Yeah, I just keep stacking them on.
Okay.
Unless somebody else wants to wear one and doesn't want to bitch about getting dreams.
I mean, I was just going to ask, do you want to continue to carry that entire burden, or
share the load?
Yeah, I was going to go there, too.
I mean, I'm more than happy to divvy them out, but
I just wanted to be sure.
The last time we did, somebody's like, I'm not going to put it on. I don't want dreams.
Duh.
Well, that person's a bullshit wizard.
So let's put on the thing that possesses you slowly. Interactive dreams are cool. That seems like something that they teach you in every Wizarding 101 course. Don't put on the shiny thing you don't understand.
But then how do you learn what it does?
Hit it with fireball and see what pops out, Craig?
Whoa. Hit what with fireball?
Everything. Fire symbol.
I didn't ask how big the room was.
Fire simple. Everything burns.
I don't want to wear an amulet because I think, Jeff, you're remembering the lore better than I am in this world. So you're the better interactor with Fresh Visions.
I mean, how many? We have two? We have three.
We've got the one that was on Kira. We've got the one from Tristan. We've got the one from Koldor.
Right.
I will.
Well,
what are you?
Sorry, go ahead.
No. Are you sharing with us that this all occurred? I don't remember if we did that part after the vision last time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we ended right after or not. Yeah, I would 100% share that.
Because that would make me a little more interested in these amulets than I had been before. So, detect magic, arcana, whatever sort of suite of shit that Dave would allow me to use, I would be doing all those things. I think we did that last time and you didn't give me much, but...
Possibly. And it's possible that I'm about to contradict myself. You never know.
Excellent. It definitely won't be in recordings that some listener listens to back to back and makes us look like fools.
I'm sure that would never happen.
I would assist the gnome in this quest.
Let's see. useful to have a book that told me about schools of magic. All right, so it would have, it would definitely have some auras of abjuration, probably of evocation, and of divination.
Interesting.
Okay.
I may want one of those.
Oh, now he wants one.
Each one of them has all the same auras?
They do, yes.
Okay. Are they marked in any way?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. I just wondered if we actually knew which one went to which door.
It's the good old fumble on the keychain thing.
They're not color-coded or anything?
No, well, it's, they're also made on the assumption that whoever has them knows exactly where they go.
But it's weird to me that these keys would have, like, almost a connection to the people, because that's not what they're intended to do, necessarily.
You said aura of abjuration, divination, and what was the third one?
Evocation.
Thank you.
Subjugation.
I mean, evocation and abjuration could probably be the magics involving the door. It's the divination that is actually quite interesting.
So wait a minute. From Jeff's question, are you saying that each amulet is emitting all three auras?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, let's ride the lightning. I'll wear one.
Okay. I don't know how comfortable I feel about that. Two neutral jackasseries.
Not that it necessarily matters, but which one are you giving Rook?
Not that it necessarily matters, but he's going to ask the question and then write down your response.
Well, I mean,
one of the three unmarked amulets that we don't know which one is which.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Fair know, point. Right? Fair
take,
point.
Take them, shuffle them behind your back, and then just hand them out. I don't know, Dave. Which one did I hand to?
I guess I'll just decide then, shall
I? I guess so.
Jackasses.
Rook, what do you do with it?
I'm going to put it on.
All right.
Maybe I can trip balls too.
It's the new drugs. Drugs I would, you don't I, have to pay for.
I would give the one to... Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I muted to open some crackers. I would give the one from the brass dragon to Craig.
I mean, presumably he would have the, he would just be put them on one after another. So he would have got, he would have put them on as he got them, right? Like they'd just be laying on top of another.
I would know that this is the one that we got from Valakur. This is the one that we got from whatever.
Okay.
I just like the idea that Jeff opened his pack and went, oh, shit, as they're all just, like, dangled together.
like,
Christmas lights.
I was going to say, like, cords.
Yeah.
Like earbud cords.
So Craig gets one. Were you handing out the other one, or are you keeping the other two?
I would keep one of them.
Troy, do you want psychedelic dreams?
Sure.
Aight. Craig, you were asking how one determines things without wearing things? This is how I do it.
I think Nushka would keep Kira's amulet and hand out the other one.
Okay.
So wait, if we have three of them, wasn't three all we were looking for?
We have to get three that we didn't have.
Yeah, we had one to start and we were going after three more.
I always forget about the one we had to start.
That's the one that opened up the barracks.
Thank you for the reminder.
With a nice long icy tunnel of doom.
Very long.
But this is the last one that we're going after right now, right?
That is what you believe, yes.
Okay.
That we know of.
Yes.
So we've come across this symbol, like you said, like in the middle of the path, like in the dirt?
No, it's like embossed into a rock off the side of the road.
And what else do we see around this rock?
Nothing really. It's just like a boulder about 7 feet tall.
He was going to
make out of the ground.
He was going to make markers in the stone as he went into the rust hills or the spawn lands or whatever.
Right.
Right. Once we hit one of these markers, are we supposed to turn off the trail? Are we supposed to keep going? Or was that specified in the letter?
It says, I will leave markers of our path on boulders or the like with the following symbol. So he's basically dropping breadcrumbs.
Yeah, it confirms we're on the right path.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess we should continue on then. there's not any sort of magical interaction we're supposed to do, which it doesn't sound like.
Well, I mean, go to Fort Roston, resupply, get a lay of the land, get into a couple bar fights, and then get run out of town. That's my plan.
Who wants to tie up the little guy?
Good luck. I'll just magic my way out of it.
Like, is your goal to just find, to just make every hospitable town and city on the continent hate you so much that you have nowhere left to live?
I'm just here to have a couple of drinks, make a few friends, have a good time, Craig.
Is make a few friends code for visiting the graveyard?
Possibly. I was trying to figure out how I was going to work Weekend at Bernie's into my references. Let's go to Fort Roston.
Okay, well, the caravan continues down the hill towards the fort, and it takes another couple hours to reach it. But you arrive there somewhere around midday, and the fort itself has nice tall stone walls with, you know, towers at corners and such. And you see a good deal of soldiers garrisoning the walls and patrolling back and forth. There's a number of guards down at the gate next to a rather large drawbridge that goes over a dry moat with stakes in the bottom of it. And they just sort of seem to be like briefly talking to whatever is coming into the city. It's not super crowded or anything, especially at midday. So you only have like one or two wagons in front of you before you pull up. And the Magog talks with the guard for a little bit, and everything appears fairly normal. And you get waved in after just 30 seconds or so of talking, and you start rumbling across the drawbridge into the city.
So is the fort actually a fortified city, or is this just a strict military installation?
It is a city. You get the impression that it started as a fort. As you come in through the main, the gate there, you can see a secondary wall inside the city that was probably the original fort.
Gotcha.
And now serves sort of more like a citadel.
Which now makes me wonder, where is the original Fort Wayne?
There is one. It's downtown, I think.
I think we've been to Fort Wayne a few times, two or three times.
Yeah, it's got a historic marker. I mean, it's like the size of a log cabin or some shit, but yeah, it's there.
A stockade.
Yeah, that's all that it is, I think, is a historical stockade, as I recall. Been a long time since I've been there. Rough size of population,
Maybe somewhere around 10,000. Not huge, not tiny.
It's still pretty big, though, for being what? How long did it take us to get here? 2 weeks?
I think a little over a month. Let me check.
Yeah, I guess I thought it was longer than that.
I mean,
today is the 5th, and you left the caravan on the 3rd of the previous month. So yeah, it took you just over a month to get here.
I mean, a city of 10,000 a month away from the next largest village is actually pretty impressive. Extensive farming, trade on the river, how do they survive?
There are a lot of farms, especially along the river, and you do see some barges and river traffic at the river. This river eventually empties into the ocean, or the bay that connects to the ocean. So presumably goods head down that direction via Port Roston.
So there's a river coming in here, but the moat around it was dry?
The river is on the western side of the city. You're coming in on the east with where the moat is. Now that you mention that, that does seem a little odd.
I mean, there could be a logical reason. I just was making sure.
Maybe this part of the entry is on higher, elevation.
Fuck you, and Dave.
There's a lower moat that does have water.
Immersion broken.
Maybe they're just doing some construction and rerouting waterways.
There you go. They're expanding the walls.
Yeah.
I was just looking to see if there was a legitimate reason that could be. So if it was just an oversight, then fair enough.
So legitimate. So elevation.
AKA the DM forgot that it was on a river.
Hey, PC update. It went from being 60% to 57%. So that's a thing.
Cool.
Good work.
Not sure how that happens, but
with Magog, we've basically done our job, right? We're good. We're paid up. We're settled at this point. Do we have to take it all the way to the citadel or whatever?
No, as you've entered the city, like you like pull over into like a big wide sort of markety sort of area where there's a large like empty just plot of dirt where it looks like caravans often pull up, probably to actually set up shop sometimes. In this instance, it's empty and you just pull in there. Let's see. How many miles was this trip total? About 420.
Just blaze.
There you go.
Do we earn like one experience for every mile traveled?
No, he pays you money for every mile traveled.
Oh, cool.
Which I thought I wrote down.
10.
I was going to say, I believe I have it listed as 10 gold per mile.
10 silver per mile, you say? I can't remember if there's a rate for this in the PHP or not.
10 platinum per mile. 10 magical artifacts per mile.
It's a shit ton of magical artifacts.
I think it would have been a silver per mile. That's how much ship's passage costs. And an untrained hireling is 2 silver per day. And you're traveling more than 2 miles in a day.
Sure.
So that seems about right. So that'd be 42 gold a piece that he'd pay you.
Woo!
We're making money.
I'm going to go find a bar.
Okay. Spend all that money.
Spend all of it.
How much do we get? Sorry.
42 gold.
Each.
For a month's work?
Yep.
That's more than a gold a day. That's a good wage for most people.
Not for adventurers.
He didn't do that much adventuring.
I took out a whole bridge by myself, mostly.
Yeah, that was the one adventure.
And I gave him a whole bunch of booze off of that.
Appropriated.
Liberated. No, I just figure after a month, gents, that we would probably want to, and Grandma and Robot Man, we would probably want to, like, sleep in a bed for a day or two, get the lay of the land.
Wind down from the
One other thing I forgot to mention, as you were nearing the drawbridge and coming into the city, there's a couple of other roads that join the main one that, you know, to come into the city. Along one of those roads, maybe like 100 yards down the road, you see another boulder with a symbol carved into it.
Okay. Nushka was going to see if there was, I can't think of the words. Ramparts exactly. Around the walls that she could walk to try and spot something. But if that's all it is, then sure.
I do think I asked. They don't detect drinks as magical, do they?
No.
Okay.
And it's on a road leading to the south. It looks like it really? Sort of follows the river.
I am game for a day or two of R&R and getting ourselves settled and resupplied in the city.
Okay. Is
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, before you go any farther, it depends on whether or not I want to see something. Sorry, I can't flip fast enough to my spell.
Cody, I just saw the video you posted from the Southland Tales in the chat. That's awesome.
We were talking about it when you weren't, while you were joining us.
Behind your back.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting movie.
It's worth watching for that segment alone.
I just need the details.
So since I've seen that segment, I don't need to watch the movie.
No, you need context, Jeff. Need context.
I thought there was no context.
All the subject graphic novels.
Kellen wants to try this because he just had this idea. I want to cast Guiding Hand. It says it will direct to a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to direct me to the best bar in Fort Roston.
Not where I thought Zeus was going.
I didn't either.
I thought you were going to use it usefully, like find the next land, find the next marker.
Am.
Later.
But first, we're having shots, Craig. You can do motor oil.
Full synthetic, baby.
I'll do whatever you want. 10W30, it's on me. We just got paid 42 gold, baby.
So
you know, Craig, I gotta say I am disappointed that we haven't had an oil can joke yet. Like not being able to speak.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
So you follow this ephemeral hand through the streets of Fort Roston, and it leads you sort of gently in the direction of the Citadel, and sort of below the shadow of its walls, you come across a inn that doesn't look like that much, but there's a sign without any words on it out front that just has two axes crossed.
Oh, yeah. All right. What does it smell like?
What's it smell like?
I mean, nothing super special. Not perfume.
Is it lively? I don't even know what time of day it is.
It's right around midday. So there are a good number of people inside getting lunch. It seems like one of the recipes of the day is pheasant or crayfish. One of the two.
Those are very distinctly different smells.
Yeah, and they're also priced distinctly differently. And it appears that the proprietor is a halfling woman who's running around and talking up all the different patrons.
I will belly up to the bar. I don't know about anybody else.
Yep.
Try and flag the... You said she was a halfling?
Yeah.
I will try and flag her down.
Isn't it for you more like chinning up to the bar?
My guiding hand turns around and gives him the middle finger.
eventually you catch her attention and she goes, "Oh, hello, love. What can I do for you?"
Pheasant for the three of us. The metal man doesn't really eat. And we will buy...
I imagine not.
We will buy drinks. And I indicate the entire bar. I don't know how many people it is, but it can't be that expensive.
Now, I'm assuming where she's from, Nushka has never seen a crayfish, let alone eaten one. So she's very interested in the crayfish.
All right, I'll buy a crayfish for Grandmama. Put it on my tab, I say to the halfling woman.
Okay, and you're buying around for the whole...
Absolutely.
All the patrons?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see, this will probably end up coming to about 5 gold.
Excellent.
And she trundles off to the kitchen, where you can hear a bunch of yelling. And then a little bit later, a couple people start coming out with a couple platters for you. Drinks have already been poured, mostly whiskey.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm toasting everyone, bowing. How much would it be for a round for everyone else again?
Let's see. It'd be minus the cost of the food, so probably around 4 gold.
I'll go ahead and spend another 4 gold. There you go, everybody.
You get another chair, and then someone's like, "So what's the occasion?"
Well, my friends...
He's bad with money.
Excellent. Excellent point.
He just likes poor decisions.
Also yes.
Well, I'll drink to your poor decisions, then.
And they won't be the last of the evening, good sir.
Brilliant.
Oh, brother.
I would like to point out, from a narrative standpoint, everyone in this bar now has 2 more drinks in the last 15 minutes than they did before. So if you'd like to ask them questions, you're welcome.
They are whiskey, too.
I will be inebriated because I quickly downed both things of whiskey and am now enamoring myself with the nearest attractive individual.
Yeah, no, with a, what you call it? Man, I'm just blanking on words. Never mind, let's move on.
Roll for intoxication.
Well, that's a fail. All right. Is there anything else you want to do while you're in the inn? Talk to anybody? Or are you just looking to have a good time?
I'm interrogating, but only slightly. I figured I'd leave that to other people who may have better scores than I do.
Is there anybody in the bar that looks particularly interesting? Or is it just dock workers and or whatever? What is the general clientele?
The clientele appears very mixed. Yeah. There's people that are very obviously in peasant's clothing. There's also like a merchant. There's some mercenary. There's someone who, based on the bag of like vials they have at their feet, but next to their chair, is probably an alchemist. Nobody in here looks like super highborn, but there are definitely a mix between well-to-do and not well-to-do.
I will... generally ask about, you know, ask general questions about the area, about the fort.
Okay. And the food, when it comes, is delicious. far more than you expected for the few silver you paid for it.
Is there anybody who hasn't appeared to have eaten yet for this lunchtime meal?
No, everyone looks like they've got something.
Okay.
And are a little bit more jolly, having had a few extra drinks. After about, like a half hour or so after those first few drinks, people start leaving, as presumably they have to either get back to work or have places to be.
I encourage them to come back, and that, is this an inn as well? I'm sure we would have figured out the name by this point.
Yeah, it would be the Crossed Axes.
I'll approach the alchemist and just generally, hey, how's your day going? And ask about his profession.
Okay. He's also an a halfling.
Okay. I'll try and bond over the, like, hey, some of my brothers, some of my kind like me are also into alchemy. They were very helpful in the war.
But what were you going to say?
I was saying, but you don't use your alchemy for war, do you?
Oh, not very often. Occasionally I'll get a request, a special request, but not too often. And they're usually not from soldiers, more like, other folk.
Do I detect by other folk, you mean the like shady underground underworld type folk or highfalutin, or do I get any kind of insight off of that?
It's probably what he means.
Did you say his name?
I hadn't, no.
Okay.
But Rook will find out fairly quickly that it's Jerry with a G.
I love how Dave's world is populated with Steves. And what is the proprietor's name?
Amarl.
Amarl.
Well, only in this world is the GIF versus GIF debate gonna be okay. I'll offer even a third round to Jerry here. Gary, Jerry.
Okay, he'll happily take it and just gossip for a bit.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
So, do you have any interesting concoctions I assume he brews to sell.
Oh, well, this is just more like supplies, I suppose. If you want to come back to my apothecary and peruse, I'm certain we could find something that would interest you.
I'll get the location of the apothecary from him for maybe going to there later.
Good for what ails you, or for ailing others.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I wanted to secure some rooms. I'll ask. I'll ask Marl. What's a man who likes to buy a lot of drinks got to do to get some rooms around here? Preferably nice ones with comfy beds.
Usually coin is involved.
Usually? There are other options?
Well, no, not really.
All right, fair enough. Involved. Do you have a set number? Do you want to play games for it, or...
Well, which color of coins are we talking about?
How comfy is the bed? How warm is it?
Flips 2 pages of PHP. if you want our nicest sort of suite sort of thing, we've got that for 8 silver a night.
Grandmama, do you want... How many beds are in the suite? Is it just a single room?
It's one
room?
Big one.
Okay.
It's very big, though.
How many suites do you have available?
Well, just the one. But if you want some of our other nicer rooms, those are 5 a night.
So it's basically a gold a night for rooms. I'll get two rooms for a gold each.
Well, they're five silver each.
Yeah.
The regular rooms are 5 silver each.
10 silvers of gold, right? Oh, yeah. Each. Sorry, I meant 2 gold. Sorry. I definitely did said that wrong, right?
Like, 1 gold would be 2 rooms for a night.
I have a feeling we don't want individual rooms. Maybe we do.
Nushka reaches... reaches past Kellen and sets the... There was a 5 gold room, right?
Eight silver was the suite.
Oh, is it? Then, yeah, 8 silver.
Okay.
Very well. I would have bought your room, Grandma. I am an established gentleman, after all.
Well, yeah, but you're cheap, too.
I literally spit out my drink and then order another one.
There's room for all sorts here, don't worry.
I do the thing where, have you ever seen where they do the spit take, then intentionally take another water to do a second, more dramatic spit take? I do that thing. No, my general goal here is just to continue to chat up Amaro.
The bartender's like, hey. And like throws a rag down towards you.
Do I press the digitation? That'll take care of it, right?
I suppose it would, yeah.
I don't have it, but I'm just asking.
Yeah.
No, I kind of want to chat up Amaro. And continuing to buy drinks as people come in for the evening crowd when we get there. I figure I'll accomplish one of two things. I'll learn a lot of information, and I'll also put a giant target on my back in case we have any enemies here. I don't know why I assume we do, but I assume we probably will.
Okay. What sorts of info are you probing for?
Just the Cliff's Notes of this area, its history, whatever. What kind of men Amaro is into, or the bartender. I'm not picky.
Well, Fort Rosten has been here for more than a millennium, was founded as just a stockade, grew into a larger thing, became city, etc., etc. You learned that trade, particularly down the river, has suffered as of late and is not as busy as it was in the past, you know, several years. And there is a good number of people in the city who are worried about that. And you also pick up that drop off in trade seems to be mostly due to an increase in bandits realizing that they can attack barges pretty easily since they're slow moving and usually carry lots of good stuff. And it's not a great time to be a riverman. I mean, it's all right when you're down by the forks, but especially down towards the coast, they're pretty rampant, apparently.
Are there any major other, because on our map there are no other revealed locations. Are there any other revealed locations she could reveal for us in terms of additional information about the spawn lands in general?
Or what's south of here?
Directly south, not much until you get to Vindenland. Probably most notable place is Windervale, which is ways off to the west. It's a little bit south of the forks. But they do a good job of keeping their land clear, as it were.
Ah, he did reveal a spot. This is, I assume, the area that I'm pinging is what you're calling the Forks, yes?
Right.
Okay.
Couple other rivers that join into the main one.
Windarvale.
Jeff, did you end your stream?
Yeah, I stopped sharing my screen. Oh. You need it back?
Yeah, just because I apparently roll 20 on my phone right now is not the best way to look at things, because
there you go.
What's the screen? And
now you good.
Oh, yeah, there's some sort of countess there that keeps a fairly tight hold over the territory, make sure all the roads are clear and whatnot.
A countess with a tight hold, you say?
Hold.
Ah, excuse me.
Ass swipe.
I clink my glass in her general direction and give a wry smile.
Oh yeah, which is just not to say it's a safe area. If you're going that direction, I'd keep a sharp eye out.
Anybody with also at some point just getting the general name of suppliers, pack animals, foodstuffs, etc. Should we wish to head to Windarvale?
Oh sure, yeah.
I don't know that we need to roleplay that necessarily, but whatever works.
There's plenty of places that you could pick up feed and other supplies.
Okay.
Anything else that you guys want to do the remainder of that afternoon?
We have no reason to suspect that Mirael would have made any kind of a mark here as far as being able to go and find information about him from X number 100 years ago, right?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the problem. Our info is several hundred years old, and the only real marker we have, right, is him referencing the swamplands.
Any historians in town? Records keepers, weather, local geography, topography, scholars.
What sort of thing are you looking for in terms of, like, what are you hoping to gain from it?
I'm not telling her.
Well, no. Oh, okay. There's a bit of a yes, but not like a, oh, of course, there's a learned university man. Like, it's not quite that big of a town.
Sure. I'd like to see a map with all the menhirs throughout the area that have etchings on them, because I would assume somebody might be interested in that if there is a historian or history club or genealogy group or something.
Do you mention the markings to her?
Not specifically. My okay. general suggestion is that I am...
general suggestion.
I did the salute to the webcam. My thought is saying that we're looking to make an expedition to, like, Windervale or something, and we're looking for maps, for information, for topography, etc. I don't want to talk about the etchings or carvings if I don't... I want somebody else to bring it up.
Okay. Yeah, you get directed towards, like, the local merchants guild, basically.
If she provides a lead that seems feasible, I'll see if there's somebody who, for a couple of copper or silver, will run them a message and let them know where I'm staying and see if they'll come talk to me.
Okay. So you can send off a message to the guild, and you probably get a reply via the runner that essentially says that if you're willing to pay a fee, they'd be happy to come out. Otherwise, their office hours are XY.
Well, the thought of a fee was sort of implied in the message. That was the goal anyway. Hey!
Okay.
Come talk to me.
Gotcha.
We'll happily pay.
I'm trying to build up a reputation as a silly gnome magician who's just throwing money around, because I feel like that'll get me opportunities.
Gotcha. I mean, well, okay. If that was pretty explicit in the message, in which case, Duergar arrives sometime that evening, middle-aged, has multiple earrings, and sort of looks around sort of uncertainly as he comes into the tap room. Are you guys waiting down there? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose you would be if you were waiting for someone. And eventually sees your hand waving and says, oh, walks over, says, hello, my name is Einar. Good to meet you. And I you are the one who needs guidance about the local area. Is that right?
Yes. Any information good. That you could provide would be excellent.
Okay, good. I'm glad I had the right person there. But yes, what was his name?
I go by the name John Constant.
John, okay. Well, let me do this. He sits down and takes out a few scroll cases and like a packet and like unfolds a map and also has a couple charts, one of which is like has a bunch of like soundings for the river and like other like stuff for the river barges. He's like, so where do you want to start? And
I'm just going to continue dialogue with him in terms of, we're sort of looking to explore the spawn lands, just kind of southwest of here. We have some very lucrative backers from Nivenfire who'd like us to investigate some potential opportunities in that direction.
I was going to say it'd be very strange place to be exploring, but I suppose if there is incentive, that makes more sense.
Ah, my good man. Can I get you a drink? Here. And I go ahead and order a couple more.
Well, yes, because it's easier to talk about, boring business when there is incentive.
I'll take a couple more gold off my chart here. They're specifically interested in ancient relics, possible... lost civilizations. They seem convinced that
well, they perhaps have some very grandiose ideas of the spawn lands.
Well, ancient elven civilizations, elven Atlantis, maybe.
No, there's, as far as I am aware, there is none of those things.
Financial incentive, my friend. I assume we are on the same page.
Well, if you want to find useless places to look while you gather a salary, that's something.
Hey, It beats selling harvesting beetroot every day. You know what I mean?
I suppose beetroot actually is doing pretty good this year. Anyway,
so just trying to lead him towards the menhirs and see if that's something that they've got.
Do you mention like Winterville at all? Or
we are on an exploratory mission. We know that Winterville is sort of the next town into the spawn lands, just kind of trying to look, are there routes, are there markers, are there
well, yes, there's a road that goes there, and in fact there's like stone markers the whole way. Yes,
really?
Yes.
Are these put up by Fort Roston? Are these Flotavica? My understanding is the spawn lands doesn't have a government.
It doesn't, but We don't know where they're from, but they've been there for hundreds of years. They're just markings along the whole way.
This is the kind of stuff that I would pay for. This is the road to the magical El Dorado, the elven place of gold.
I mean, Wintervale is a nice enough town, but it is not overflowing with gold and honey.
No. But they don't need to know that. The folks in Nivenfire, they just want this magic. You know, I go buy some trinkets. I find a map of some men here, some dull men, you know, whatever. We make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, Wintervale is on most maps. They probably know about it.
I show him our map, which clearly did not have Wintervale on it as of 10 minutes ago, Dave.
Well, just saying. If they talk to many merchants who come to Roston, they will tell you that you are scammers, and that might not work out well for you.
They're not going to make that month trip. If you have maps of those markers or other such ancient things, that'd be great.
I will make a note to not do actual business with you.
I buy him another drink. I don't know that we need to roleplay that all that unless you want to, but that's kind of what Kellen's trying to accomplish.
Okay. So yeah, he's happy to talk about other features of the Spawnlands, you know, at whatever length you'd like.
If anything else comes up, I mean, I'll pay him whatever seems reasonable at the end of all of this. I'll pay for his drinks. John Constant is trying to be a man about the town to try and attract attention intentionally.
He'll tell you that one of the reasons that folk in Fort Roston are appreciative of Wintervale is because it's helps keep the hill giants and Ettins that live in the Rust Hills sort of at bay and away from the river.
Yes, the countess with the tight hole.
Make sure you add the D to the tight hole.
It was a lag in the internet connection.
Anastasia, I believe her name is.
Fuck you, Dave.
What?
Isn't that the Russian countess at the end of the right at the Bolshevik Revolution or whatever?
It is a very popular Russian name. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. What about Countess Anastasia of Wintervale? That is definitely not in the middle of a Bolshevik revolution.
She's an elf, I believe. Lived there for, well, you know, centuries now, as they tend to.
She's an elf with a dwarven name?
Yeah, we have to ask her parents. I don't know.
She's dwarven on her father's side.
My impression, at least, is that she is more administrative, and that her husband leads a lot of the warband out and about to keep the roads clear.
Would that be Count Vlad Putin?
And well, no, because only one person has the title, so her husband is not a count. He's a lord.
So it's okay. Lord Putin?
No.
My turn of the century Russian history is not very great. I don't know who would have been one of Anastasia's contemporaries.
Wasn't it Nicholas the last czar?
Yes, that's probably where the joke lies. Thank you, Troy.
You just got the title wrong. It's still Putin, just the title is Wrath. So Wrath Putin.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like it.
No, I believe her husband's name is Gerdil. But, you know, I'm not very good at pronouncing Elvish names.
Says the man with the somewhat Russian accent.
Exactly. They speak Dwarvish.
Anybody else have any questions? That's kind of where I was wanting to go with him. Can you give us kind of a, or at least a glance at his maps of all these ancient elven monuments?
Well, monuments. Are you talking about the markers?
Yeah, though that's the kind of ancient elven.
Well, they're hardly
Shambhala
monuments.
Well, they don't even know that.
They're just road markers.
Sure. Have strange designs like the ones outside town.
He draws out where the road is on your map. He's like, he mostly follows the river, and then, you know, has to end up crossing the forks. But the markers are along it the whole way, roughly every few miles.
But they do go all the way to Wintervale.
Yes, they do. And then they stop there. So I guess someone wanted to be sure that the forts were connected or something. There's a castle there.
So I don't know if I need to talk to this guy, but I want to try and find out about other instances of people acting hypnotized and attacking randomly and weird automatons.
Are you talking about the strange incident at the bridge to the southeast?
Well, yeah, I was.
There have been rumors about that going around town all afternoon.
I was curious to see if anything else like that had happened.
It's the first I have heard of it.
Really?
It's very, very odd sounding. Well, it is Flodovica's problem.
Odd sounding indeed. Glad to know that.
It sounds like something a bullshit wizard will do, yeah?
Are we just outside of Flodovica then?
You're at the border.
Right, but are we on the Flodovican side or?
Yeah, Fort Roston is sort of like the last Flodovican bastion of civilization.
Okay.
So the spawn land's completely just no man's land in terms of overall political, cultural structure?
He'll point out a few other points on the map that are like dominated by this or that nomadic tribe or like band of bandits, essentially. But there's no like real organized government structure now.
Okay.
And at one point, we'll probably point out that the Countess Anastasia is a countess sort of because she has a castle, not because anyone made her a countess.
She got the biggest dick in the pissing contest, so she's in charge.
Okay.
So this wasn't a title that she inherited. She created it herself. Is that what you're saying?
Oh no, it has been in the family.
Okay.
But there's no legitimate connection to other royal families or anything. It's kind of a
She does not have a liege lord.
It's like Sealand.
Sure.
I'm glad a couple people got that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay, microstates.
It's only like $20 to become a lord of Sealand or some bullshit. Yeah. I kind of want to do it.
It's just a tourism scam now.
I don't care.
Well, not even tourism, because you can't really go there.
I mean, how much is a set of fucking mouse ears from Disney World? What's the difference?
Fair enough.
One of them makes me a lord. One of them makes me look fucking stupid with ears on my head.
I did have an ex-girlfriend who bought me a plot on the moon.
Nice.
Do you still have anything related to that?
Yeah, I got the certificate around here somewhere.
Yeah.
But like, who does that? Like, who gives you the authority to have like a 1 square foot section of the moon?
Some dude who says that since nobody else has claimed it, that he claims he owns the moon.
There is international law that applies.
Yeah, but his claim is that doesn't really matter.
Well, in that case, I'm going to start claiming that all sorts of other laws don't matter.
Right.
You can also
on the moon, they really don't until somebody shows up to enforce
true.
Them.
It's true. Yeah. But I suppose if I had a castle,
there's a fraternity brother who just recently shared something about how he was a lord of Sealand or something, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna spend the $20 to get the $5 certificate. I'm gonna do it.
Nope.
Why not?
I could forge you one.
That's true too. I mean, that's fair.
I've always wanted the certificate that says I am a Kentucky colonel.
Nice.
You need to miniaturize it, and then when you're in Kentucky, you just do things that are incredibly inappropriate, and then you flash it like a fucking badge. I'm a Kentucky colonel. Excuse me.
Bitch.
I am.
Lisanne went to Kentucky for one of their JCL conventions, and two of the guys that helped put it together and run it were named Kentucky colonels.
Oh.
What the fuck does it even mean?
Is it like it's the state's honorary title?
Yeah, it's something that the governor can bestow.
It's the Kentucky Medal of Honor.
It's like being a fucking priest of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster or some shit. I love it.
Yup.
The Flying Kentucky Monster.
That's goddamn terrifying.
Logistically speaking, gents, do you think we're going to spend another day here at Fort Roston? Are we leaving tomorrow?
Not if I can help it, no.
Not if you can help it, what?
We're going.
Okay. I just want to...
I don't think there's...
Oh, go ahead, Troy.
I don't think there's anything else for us.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was anything else, if there's any intrigue. I guess there still is an opportunity for Dave to try and stab one of us in the middle of the night.
I mean, Cody and or Kellen will continue to bullshit as long as we let him, them. So we're going.
No.
I mean, our only other card really is to name drop, you know, the old names we have, but.
No, I think we've accomplished what we were looking to do. I just, I kind of have my spell set up in social spells for in town and road spells. So I wanted to make sure I knew what we were doing. So it sounds like we are going to head out after this.
That's a good point. I should look at my spell sheet. So I like flavor-wise, normally I would say, you know, let's at least spend a couple of days R&Ring, you know, before we set out on the road again. But I also think Jeff has a good point that the further we keep Kellen away from civilization, the better.
I mean, you're probably not wrong. Like,
I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere and he just started throwing fucking fireballs at the first bridge he came to.
There was a good reason for that.
It is totally his word and nothing else that they started doing.
My word is good. When have I ever lied to most of you at the same time?
Good to who? Because...
Oh, go fuck yourselves.
I mean, we walked into a burning ruin, and he's like, they've shot first and kept throwing fireballs.
Fake news, Jeff. Fake fucking news. Dave, I'm being slandered against.
What?
No, you're probably right. Like,
I'm sure it is warranted.
In Kellen's drunken state, the continual spending of money is going to attract any cool attention that Fort Roston has, but it probably is the more sound solution to get the fuck out first thing in the morning. We know where we're going. Let's get some horses or ponies or whatever. Let's get some supplies. Do we know how far it is to Windervale in terms of, like, travel time?
It's a couple hundred miles.
Jesus Christ, it's another 220 fucking miles, Dave. How big is this goddamn map?
Big.
We've already traveled.
If you're not traveling with a caravan, though, it'll go quite a bit faster.
Sure, but damn.
Maybe 11 days.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
My God, that's a long fucking time. Does somebody want to pay for, like, food and shit?
What do you mean, like rations?
Surely we have rations and all that.
Well, I mean, we probably we have need to resupply.
We also have a cleric who can create food and water for the day.
I didn't know if he had that or not.
Well, he's a cleric. He has it.
Yeah, but Matt was also a cleric. Not that you listened to that, but all he fucking did was lightning bolt people in the asshole.
Well, you get hungry enough, I'm sure you'll badger Alec to make some food.
That was his divine, the turn undead ability for his... domain.
Fucking just murdered people with a goddamn trident all the goddamn time. Like a fucking scene.
Yeah, there was that.
Didn't he cut off somebody's goddamn toe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An interrogation scene. Mm.
Toe no.
That's real big into interrogations. I don't know why.
Sadism?
Probably, yes. Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Ran as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.